balancing conservation and development in the circumpolar north. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. Public land managers in Alaska say climate change brings a new challenge to the decades-long dilemma over balancing resource extraction with conservation of undeveloped land within the state's 425 million acres.
That's a huge scale. You know, it's continental size of landmass.
Mark Myers managed Alaska's 100 million acre share of that landmass, a chunk about the size of California, until about 2 months ago when he resigned his job as the state's Department of Natural Resources Commissioner. Myers said in a recent forum on Arctic policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks that conservationists believe vast expanses of land in Alaska should be protected because they're among the last opportunities in the United States to preserve entire healthy ecosystems.
Other parts of the country, that landscape's been overwhelmed by development. There is very little truly fully functional ecosystem land left. Alaska, it's largely intact.
But much of that land also holds valuable natural resources. And Myers says climate change has complicated the task of balancing conservation and development because warming has melted enough sea ice to open up access to those resources.
Our sea routes, they're opening with the changes in sea ice, and that's putting some significant new demands in terms of infrastructure, in terms of stressors, and in terms of need to monitor and understand the environment.
International law professor Betsy Baker says much work remains before those resources can be developed responsibly, including construction of infrastructure such as deep water ports and further surveys of the Arctic Ocean floor. Meanwhile, Baker says managers and leaders must carefully plan to achieve that conservation-development balance.
We still have a chance to get it better up here, to get it right.
Baker, who sat in on the Arctic Policy Forum, says one project that gets it right is the Red Dog Zinc Mine in northwestern Alaska. She says it demonstrates a well-managed resource development operation can benefit the local economy and protect the ecosystem in which it operates. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.